Phones are getting so powerful now and connecting us to so much of the stuff of daily life. We take them everywhere with us. We use apps of such power which call on immense resources. Like when I go to London these days, I don't carry my A to Z anymore. I don't look up the address, I don't print the directions, work out the train times, the underground lines I should take, stuff like that. I just set off. And I'm using apps all the time to give me the stuff I need, usually just a few minutes before I need it. As I come up to the surface, I exit the tube station and start following a map, which gives me an aerial view of the surrounding buildings. I can actually see the surrounding landscape exactly as it looks, and it makes finding the place I'm going so easy. Like in London, there are loads of little squares with gardens in them. And the aerial view lets me see where the well-trodden paths are and where I can cut diagonally across a square and know, with confidence, there's a route that'll work. There's no way a phone could have all that power on board. The app uses a cloud service to deliver all that data and to interact with the software and the positioning data from the GPS, and it gives me something incredibly useful. There's this incredibly tight fit between cloud computing platforms and phone apps that I'm not sure has been realised by the vast majority of phone developers yet. I'd say the last thing phone devs want to be bothered with is like procuring, you know, installing, patching, maintaining, operating servers that might be needed at the back end of their apps. In fact, a phone dev might have a great idea that requires all that stuff, but just dismisses it because it's the plumbing that A, makes it too complicated, and B, takes away from the interest he has in writing the code. If he's got to spend time running servers and applying service packs and security patches and all that kind of thing, well, it's not why he became a dev in the first place. But a platform as a service cloud provider, or a PaaS provider, takes all the hassle and irritation away. He writes his phone app, great. Then he writes the code for his back-end service, whatever it is. He decides what the architecture is going to look like, say a web service talking to a business tier that connects to a back-end database. Then he packages his code up into a special file format and sends that, along with an XML description of the architecture he decided on, to the PaaS cloud operator. And 15 minutes later, the entire thing is running live on the internet. And anybody who's got his app on their phone can use it. He didn't touch or get involved in any of the plumbing or the mechanics or the operation of it all. It just happened. But he did do the thing he likes doing. He wrote code. That's all he did. He never once sat down in front of a server with an operating system CD running setup. He didn't have to learn infrastructure stuff like directories, certificate authorities, service management, server hardening, and that kind of thing. And then there's the other big thing, cost. Lots of things just start out as ideas that might or might not work. The thing that stops them is the cost of making the idea real. But say if he just knocks up a quick POC, all hard-coded to prove the viability of, say, a couple of points in the idea. When it gets time to deploy the back end, he might only try it out for, say, 24 hours. Well, he can deploy a cloud server to run his code for 5 cents an hour. He'd get a bill for about 70 pence to try his idea out for 24 hours. If it looks like it's going to work, he might expand the scope, get a few more test customers involved, perhaps go to 2 powerful servers for a week. That'll cost him less than 10 quid. If it doesn't work, either technically or if the idea just plain doesn't resonate with his customers, it just tears it all down. That takes about 3 minutes. But let's say it's a big success. He goes on to develop more than a POC. He releases his first beta and scales this out to loads of servers. The more interest in his phone app he gets, the more users. The more users, the more service he needs. But he knows it only takes 15 minutes to provision extra service if it suddenly goes wild with interest. And if the interest tails off, he can scale it back in about 3 minutes. And he's only paying a few cents per hour for his highly scalable, reliable back-end service. All of a sudden, he realises he's competing on equal footing with huge companies that can afford to build multi-million dollar data centres. He doesn't care. He doesn't need a data centre. What he finds is that there's a direct relationship between the interest customers have in his app and the cloud fees he has to pay to support the back-end service. So as one goes up, the other goes up. As interest goes down, the cost of running the system goes down. It's the perfect business model. It's what every business wants. It suddenly means that big corporations don't have a monopoly on good ideas. If his idea is good enough, in a business sense, there's now no technology investment standing in the way of success. Suddenly, it's no longer about who can afford the best technology. It's now about who has the best business idea. It's a complete democratization of the top-end IT landscape. We know there are a load of people doing this stuff using free trial subscriptions. Yeah, literally trying their idea out in these massively scalable infrastructures, the ones that the big cloud operators have, with no risk at all, other than the time they invest. You can imagine how much this irritates and irks the big software service companies. The only thing they need to do is get hold of the SDKs and the tools, which are free downloads, and then sign up for a free trial subscription. There's even a completely free training kit to teach them how to write cloud services, and we run free boot camps pretty regularly too.